was just talking how tough that second period was for you. What made that second period such a challenge for you guys?
I think they came to play. We had a pretty good first. We kind of sat back in the second, and obviously they show why they're a good team, and they obviously scored a couple.
Sitting back against a team like that can really cost you, right? And that's probably the lesson that you take out of that period.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're in the top of the standings for a reason, and they make teams pay.
When you're in the game like that and you're going through it, how tough is that to try and, you know, stem the tide a little bit when they get things rolling, they get that momentum going?
Yeah, I think that's something every team needs to learn. If you want to be a winning team, you have to be able to take momentum swings and use them to your advantage, but also kind of stop theirs in certain ways, and that's playing simple. And obviously this team's learning to win, and that's something that we're going to have to learn.
Could you feel them rev up in the second, or do you think it's all you guys stepping back?
I'd say, I don't know if it's them. I think we played great in the first, so that we were up in their face. We had we outchanced them, we outshot them, and then I think we just we didn't stick to the same game plan, and it showed.
They're a physical team, big team. Is that as hard a team as there is to face in a back-to-back? Like, I know you don't want to use that as an excuse, but does that catch up to you after a while?
I don't know if that's something that's going on in guys' minds, but they're definitely. They're a team built for playoffs, and if you want to get there, you got to play teams like that. So it's a good learning lesson.
Thank you.